Hello, we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the letter 19. You can find the study material on the Aravut system under the button study material, top menu, and also on Kabbalah Media. That info, selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav.
I hope that it's easy for everyone to find the letter.
Right? Yeah, everybody knows where it is. There's a button called Study Material on the top menu with all the material translated into four languages.
Okay. It's a very important letter, very cordial, very close. It directs us to implementation, practice, getting closer between us and the Creator. So we decided to read it, and let's try to incorporate with this writing of Baal HaSulam towards us. It's very much to the heart, very internal. We recognize that the point in the heart is called that way because it resides within man's heart, within his inner emotions, egoistic feeling, and then deeper and deeper. So it's deeper and deeper until it actually sits at the center of the heart. And that's where the Creator places this point of contact with Him. So from this point in the heart, we have to feel it each time we, of course, detect it on a deeper level, on a more internal level, and also the inclination from that towards the friends and the Creator. We have to pay attention how much in the beginning of the path we used to think of the Creator and yearn for the Creator and basically turn to Him. And then the more we advance, the more we shift our attention to the friends. The more we want to belong to them, and the Creator comes later, basically as if after that, like an auxiliary assisting force. But what's important is to connect with the friends. This is a sign of progress. It's a sign of correct advancement. And let's hope we all begin to feel how, from the importance of the Creator, we come to the importance of the Ten. That there we actually feel that this is our womb for each and every one. This is our home. Through that, through the Ten, we receive all of the relationship with the Creator, and we connect back to the Creator. So to feel oneself in desires and thoughts and relationships with the friends, that I enter them and I'm truly inside them, surrounded by them, by all the friends, that is necessary. That's essentially the beginning of sensing the womb. And of course, there will be ups and downs in that, and various problems, so that we will detect ourselves, find ourselves in a better way in all this. And through the changes that we will have with the friends, with this feeling that I reside in the Ten, according to that, I'll have connection with the Creator. The right need to connect with the Creator that's not egoistic. The need to turn to the Creator as well as receive the response from Him. So in this path, we'll continue. We're truly getting closer on this track to a state where one can establish himself in the ten and with towards the Creator that works from on the ten from outside until we feel that he fulfills the ten. So let's read letter 19. Baal Salam wrote this when he was in London in 1927. This is almost 100 years ago. And he wrote it to his students. So as his students, let's try to see what he wants to tell us.
Mm-hmm. The letter is translated to 7 languages, by the way.
Good. And again, you can ask questions as we go, but on the condition that your questions are to the point, from the tens, that you are sure that it will help everyone to answer your questions. And if not, write the questions down next to the letter. You can put a note, like add some number next to a place in the letter and then write a note next to it on a piece of paper or on a document in your computer. But after that, we can go through everything. Let's go.
Baal Salam, letter 19. I've received all your letters, and may they please the Almighty. However, know the God of your father and serve him. Know means recognition.
This is what's written. Know the God of your father and serve him, meaning you need to know the Creator, and to the extent that you know the Creator, you can serve the Creator, meaning understand how you can fit into the work of the Creator.
No means recognition, because a soul without knowledge is not good. This means that one who yearns and longs to serve him, for he has a soul, but does not know his master, this is not good.
Meaning, even if there is an inclination towards the Creator, to know the Creator and get closer to him, do something about it, but if there's no exertion, if there's acknowledgement, some perception of the Creator, person doesn't know what to do, and he might be doing some incorrect actions, and therefore he says this is not good.
And even though one has a soul, he's not ready to know of him, to know him of his own, until the Spirit be poured upon him from on high. However, one must lend an ear and listen to the words of the sages and believe in them wholeheartedly.
Meaning, even if a person has a point in the heart, meaning that he has a soul, he himself doesn't really know and is not really drawn to know the Creator, because he has a point that awakens him to a search, but he doesn't know exactly what for. We were familiar with that in ourselves. Until when does that happen? Until Spirit be poured on him from on high, meaning there is a special kind of relationship of the Creator towards him, and accordingly he is then he has to hear what the sages say about this, and then he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah and begins to see what Kabbalists recommend to him.
It's already been written, only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. As the Baal Shem Tov interprets, the Lord is your shade. Like the shade that follows man's movements and its inclinations lean every way the person does, so is man according to the Creator. This means that when love for the Creator awakens, one must see that the Creator has awakened toward him with intense longing, And this is the meaning of the words of Rabbi Akiva, happy are you Israel, before whom you purify, and who purifies you.
Meaning, if a person begins to certainly yearn for the Creator and always turns to the Creator and talks to Him and hears and studies and hears, and so he starts discovering that in every situation in his life, it's the Creator orchestrating it and turns to Him sometimes in ways that are more pleasant, sometimes less, and it's all up to, it depends on man's inclination. It's how to format him towards getting closer to the Creator. Until a person understands that basically, on the Creator's behalf, there's always a 100% desire to grow the person each and every moment. However, this desire comes into play and in a way that can help the person grow, help him grow correctly. So in each and everything, on the one hand, we should say it's for our own good, anything that happens. On the other hand, we have to understand that we essentially are limiting the Creator in bestowing goodness to us. Next.
Hence, in the beginning of one's yearning, one's nearing, he is given a soul in a manner of circles. This means that the Creator awakens toward him every time there is an opportunity on the part of men to cling to the man with longing and yearning. This is what the poet tells us, only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Since King David is the collective soul of the whole of Israel, and hence he always longed, yearned, and craved for true dvekut with him.
Meaning, if a person develops correctly in the ten, in the study, tries to follow the recommendations of Kabbalists, then he slowly discovers that the Creator always takes care of him, non-stop. And it's only for the benefit of the person to develop him in a way that he will get closer to the Creator. And never look at others. Every person advances according to the root of his soul in a unique way. Yet the Creator takes care of each and every one. There is no person in the world who is left untreated. And therefore, King David, and David represents Malchut, the totality of all the souls in the world. So he said, when he discovered all of it, he said, only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Meaning, the Creator takes care of each and every one this way.
However, one must know in one's heart that the Creator chases him just as much as he chases the Creator.
Meaning, the Creator cannot be revealed and show himself more than how the person discovers his lack to get closer to the Creator. Only to the extent that there's a true desire to get closer to the Creator, to be like the Creator, and in the form of bestowal as much as possible, which is through the group, because otherwise a person cannot exit in order to receive. So the more a person wants to bestow to the Creator through the group, This way he begins to discover that there, specifically there, the Creator is coming closer to him. And this transition from caring about how do I get closer to the Creator to how do I get closer to society. And there, through that, I discover the Creator. That's a very important, critical transition that only then a person really enters the right track. And it happens. It happens bit by bit. You hear, you agree a little bit, then you disagree, then you do it artificially until it becomes just an emotional thing. That the friends become those feelings, those intentions, those understandings, that device, that tool that I can aim towards the Creator.
And one must never forget that even during the greatest longing, when remembering that the Creator misses and chases him, to cling to him as intensely as one wishes for it himself, he then always goes from strength to strength with yearning and longing in a never-ending zivug, coupling, which is the complete perfection of the soul, until he is rewarded with repentance from love, meaning the return of the vav to the hey, being the unification of the Creator with his Shechina.
Maybe again, that part.
But one should remember that the Creator, one must know in one's heart that the Creator chases him just as much as it chases the Creator. And one must never forget that even during the greatest longing. And when remembering that the Creator misses and chases him to cling to him as intensely as one wishes for it himself, he then always goes from strength to strength with yearning and longing and a never-ending coupling, which is the complete perfection of the soul, until he is rewarded with repentance from love, meaning the return of the vav to the hey, being the unification of the Creator with his Shechina.
That's already the final correction. Next. First time we were just going through the whole letter. After that, we'll see how to work with it.
However, a soul without knowledge and recognition of his master is in great decline when the longing increases to a certain extent. For it seems to him that the Creator dislikes him. Woe to that shame and disgrace. As not only does he not complete his yearning and longing to be filled with eternal love, he is even in a state of a whisperer separates from the champion. Since he thinks that only he wishes and longs and yearns for the Creator, he does not believe our sages that to the very same extent the Creator wishes, longs, and yearns for him. What are we to do to benefit those whose heart has not been fixed with faith in the sages? From my flesh shall I see God, for I have already proven to you several times that the conducts of this world are letters that one must copy to their actual place in spirituality. For spirituality has no letters.
I have a lot to say here, but where are we? Where did we stop?
I read, until, however, due to the breaking of the vessels.
Okay, let's stop here for questions and discuss, and then we'll probably continue. Кавказ.
Вот в одном из прочитанных абзацев было сказано, и потому всегда стремился и томился.
In one of the paragraphs, it said that he always yearned for the true adhesion with the Creator. Where is the true adhesion with the Creator? How do we check in the tin that it's truly real, that it's true?
Our true state with the Creator can be determined only in the group. To the extent that the group can connect to a single desire, single intention, single direction. Accordingly, we check. We also need to understand that we never discover the Creator. We always discover the group that exists in qualities, intentions, the state of the Creator. Just like you always have with any tools of measurement that we use in our world. We never measure something from outside. We actually measure the response of our device to something on the outside. Same with the Creator here. That's why it's called Bore, Creator, which means Bore, come and see. You have to come to a state where by calibrating yourself, by adjusting yourself internally, you come to a state where you see and depict the Creator in a certain way. That's it. And that's with regards to each and everything. So to begin with, the Creator is called come and see. We don't attain Him, we attain rather how much can we build Him within ourselves and thus recognize Him. That's why it's called from your actions, we recognize you. And so this, there should be no confusion about this. We, the created beings, attain anything this way. Anything in this world, how it's depicted within us, and in the spiritual world, as well as the Creator. It's all based on the vessels, based on their impression, what happens inside the vessels.
Скажите, вот за что держаться? То есть, ну, ты видишь группу великой, товарищей.
What should we hold on to? You see the group is great, the friends is great, you see Rav is great, you come to lessons. Is this the true adhesion, or is it not yet the true adhesion with the Creator?
After I go through many efforts, rejections, disappointments, to connection with the friends, even a little bit, when I begin to realize that my progress truly depends only on the connection, and that's essentially what I want, and I want to reach connection with the Creator, not because I need to discover Him and be closer to Him and feel Him, but because I want to bring Him contentment. Like a mother who tells her children, be together, speak to each other, play nice together. We do that to bring contentment to the Creator. That's why we want this inner connection between us as much as possible. Then, as a result of our connection, to the extent that the connection is real, then the Creator appears in that connection. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
Qual è lo sviluppo corretto del punto nel cuore? Perché l'articolo dice.
What is the correct development of the point in the heart? Because the article says that Only with the correct development we can come to know the Creator.
The correct development of the point in the heart is that it can surrender, submit itself to all the friends and be the Malchut in a structure with the friends. That's the correct development. And so, in this way, when I accept every friend as the greatest of the generation and I am beneath them, which is a correct feeling, that's truly what I come to feel. So in this way, I build the partsuf of my soul. And then with it, I begin to work as I work with a partsuf, where I discover the Creator's lights, the direct light, and then reflected light, and all the other actions. Brazil 1.
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, Rokli. I heard that the letters are not present in spirituality, so how are they written between us through our overcoming, our connection?
Letters are emotions, are states, and we need to connect them in a way that they come together like letters come together to make words. So each letter is just a certain symbol. But when we bring them together to a certain expression, they become a word. We'll talk about that more.
Moscow 3.
Later on. Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Раф.
Thank you, Раф.
Творец стремится к творению.
Why the Creator yearns for the creature, for the created being, in the same extent exactly as the yearning of the created being to the Creator? What is this correspondence based on?
There is free choice, that otherwise it's impossible to educate the created being spiritually. If we advance by necessity. Of course the Creator does pressure us, but not spiritually, not on our spiritual level. It only happens on various beastly levels. That's why we exist in this corporeal world, where we feel all kinds of pressures, where we suffer from one generation to the next. It's all in order to necessitate us to exit to an upper world, where all our corporeal world is just considered non-existent because it only exists in our very tiny ego. That's how it's depicted within us. And so we have to transcend to what's called faith above reason, force of bestowal, where the true reality exists and all the worlds exist there. And our world is just a temporary shape in order to come out of it and start advancing, developing correctly. So in our world, of course, we feel pressure and troubles and problems, all kinds, but not in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, it's all based on free choice. We'll approach that more, and then we'll understand it better.
No, Moscow 7, יש כבר 4 אנשים. כן.
Okay, Moscow 7 already have 4 people. Yes. Even more. Okay.
Да. Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста,
Thank you, Raf. Please tell us, in the beginning of the letter, there's a beautiful introduction and a question. What degree of recognizing the greatness of the friends and the importance of the goal that we have to attain, so the student will merit the turning to the Creator as and the Rav as a friend.
This depends on the student. The teacher always sees in each and every student always sees the student as a friend as well, because he accepts the student in a system and puts him in a system. It's like you go to school, so even if you go to first grade, the first day of school, so even though you don't know what's going on, you're already being put in a system, in a mechanism. So it's not a question towards the teacher, but towards the student. The extent to which the student will better connect to that system, to the other friends, the students, the 10, the teacher, and through them to the Creator, then it means that he has entered. And accordingly, he will feel he's being turned to in a more serious way from one level to another. It all depends on the student. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Usted le respondió a Brasil que las letras son estados.
Thank you. You replied to Brazil that the letters are states. We also learned that the letters are vessels.
¿Qué quiere decir que son costumbres de este mundo, según dice el texto?
In which the lights appear in the various worlds.
Gracias, Rav.
What does it mean that they do not exist in spirituality, these letters?
In spirituality, letters are templates. It's symbols of specific states. That's how it is in spirituality. We'll advance and then we'll discuss it. Meaning each and every state in spirituality has a different sign because it's a collection of forces, certain forces. And so it's like hieroglyphs. It's like how they accumulate until they build letters. But when the letters are already shaped correctly, then we have 22 letters. That's it. We'll learn that it's 9 of direct light from Keter to Malchut, and 9 of reflected light from Malchut to Keter, so that's 18. And then 4 more ending letters that belong to Malchut. And then that gives us altogether 22 symbols, signs, and they're called letters. Ot, letter, literally means sign. And there can't be more than that because it represents the structure of the kli. That's why in the Hebrew alphabet, there's only 22 letters. And there's additional shapes, 5 more letters of Mansepach that those letters, Mem Nun Pei Tzadik Chaf, they have an ending shape, a specific ending shape, which means they're written differently if they come at the end of the word. But we don't express them differently, it's just that their shape is different. Why does it happen? We'll learn that too. It all comes from the structure of the Potsuf. All of Hebrew, all the letters and words and its grammatical structure, it all stems from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from how these forces accumulate in the Potsuf. There's nothing that comes out of this rule. All right, Tel Aviv 3.
Shalom, Rav, shalom, chaverim.
Hello, Rav, friends.
Oh, the Air Force.
How are you?
Good, okay.
Is it known, or is there an explanation why the group is not mentioned in the letter up till now? It seems there is a direct dialogue between the Creator and the created being.
Look, he is not addressing a group, he's addressing a person. And of course, the person needs to be organized in a group. And that's just not in being discussed even. Because if a person wants to change himself somewhat, he already needs the group, he needs the environment. And therefore, it is known. It is presupposed, because without it, without the group, you can't make any step towards the Creator. It's just impossible. PT
22.
The beginning of the letter, the very first letter, Baal Salam writes, knowing, know means recognition. What does it mean to recognize the Creator, to know Him?
To recognize the Creator is that you take on such a shape that the Creator is clothed in you, and from that you begin to know Him, just like we know each and everything in our life. When do I know it? When a certain external appearance appears in me, and then I begin to recognize it from that. This is how it is. This is called attainment and recognition. There's many levels in that. Haifa 1.
Hello, Rav. It says, well, we just read in the end, Vav will return towards Hey, which is the unification of the Creator with His Shechina. Can you explain what
this means?
Yes. All of the qualities before the Malchut are qualities of bestowal, qualities of the Creator. And only the Malchut is the quality of reception, the quality of the created being. And so we have to make a connection between the first nine Sefirot and Malchut. This means to cause a zivug, coupling between the Creator and Divinity. Shechina. PT 35.
Boker tov Rav, boker tov Kli Olami.
Morning Rav, well Kli. A question from the 10. How can we add to the knowledge, to the yearning for the Creator, since without it we can't know Him?
We need to reach a state where we recognize the Creator within reason. Reason, that is a combination of Chokhmah and Bina together, which enables us to then recognize the upper force in a complete manner. That's what's called Dat. Dat means that we rise from the level of Zeranpin, collecting all our qualities together to bestow towards Bina. And then when we are incorporated, all of us together in Bina, then our will to receive in Bina, because all of Bina is a will to bestow. So our will to receive there does a special kind of work, which comes to a specific unique state called Dat.
Thank you. Another question? What does it mean they give him a soul from the side of the circles, from those who want to come closer?
Ofanim is like a wheel, that turns. That's the changes that we go through in order to advance through the states and grow, each of us and all of us together. Turkey 6.
Hello, Rav. Good morning, vertically. Does the Creator's longing towards us increase as we work? Thank you.
The Creator's longing for us is constant, and it's to his full extent, to his full intensity. The question is, how much do we discover of it? So it appears to us to the extent that we long for him. In order to not corrupt us, the Creator shows us himself, his inclination towards us, exactly as we are inclined towards him. It's written about it, yeah.
I think he asked, is our yearning growing the more we work for the Creator?
Of course, of course. And that depends on how much we are in the group and awaken each other. The yearning doesn't come from above, otherwise it's not our work. The yearning for the Creator is what we need to develop from the states that we go through, especially in connection between us. One shall help his friend. PT 31.
It's felt that Baal Sulam is writing to his students and to us in order to awaken us, to remind us the correct thought pattern and direction. What is he reminding to us so we can take it to work between us during the day?
Well, we haven't finished reading the letter yet, but he tells us that the more we awaken the Creator, the more the Creator awakens towards us. Me for my beloved and my beloved for me. That's it. There can't be an awakening from above, but to the extent that we activate the awakening from below.
No, PT 2.
All right, PT 2.
What does it mean to go in a coupling that never stops? Isn't it a result of our work?
The coupling that never stops means that I always want to be connected to the group to the Creator through the group in a constant way. And even though I'm thrown to different states, they don't confuse me or weaken me. But of course they do weaken and confuse me, but I use that in order to just only strengthen the coupling, the zivug. And then it becomes a constantly increasing state.
So what is the action of the zivug, the coupling itself?
To hold on to more greater and greater connection between us and the Creator. Almata 1.
Rav, от чего зависит, что десятка приобретает настолько отдающие свойства?
On what depends the ability of the Ten to acquire such qualities of bestowal, so it would rise from Zalantin to Bina? Does it depend on me, the Creator, the group?
Depends only on the group. It doesn't depend on one person, but only the groups. So to awaken the group is the problem. Or not the problem, I would say the goal. Because if we truly connect and turn to the Creator and want to awaken the Creator, then we're already set. We already have connection with Him and we begin to work towards Him. PT 13. PT 13. You said that we discover the Creator from the Kli, from the Ten. So the question is, what does it mean that we pray to the Creator to build us as a Ten?
We turn to the Creator since we want to acquire the form of the ten, the complete vessel, vessel from which we can bestow. This vessel will be a miniature version of Adam HaRishon, and in it we'll be able to discover all of reality. And even later, when we advance, we're simply expanding that original vessel of our ten. It seemingly gets inflated, but it has the same parts, the same organs, tendons, all kinds of parts, but we attain more and more of it, but the vessel itself remains and becomes only bigger. Like we see a child, he's a small child and a bigger child, and he begins to understand and feel and attain more. That's how we need to see the ten. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот в этой схеме, как вы сказали, что десятка становится зеранпином, который...
Раф, in this diagram you've described that the ten becomes zeranpin that rises to bina. Where is the creator who longs for adhesion with the created being?
We imagine the creator as, or portray him as the upper force, as the surrounding light, as something that surrounds us, arranges us, both from within each one of us and within all of us together, and also from outside of us, as filling all of reality. And in this reality, we try to hold ourselves together, and to that extent, we discover Him. That's it. Try to imagine it between you somehow, and we'll discover it. We have to continue with this letter. I'm asking for your attention on what he's talking about. Or you are tired, and we'll go to another lesson. How can we ask them?
We can do a quick vote.
Let's keep going.
So we are continuing to read from the line, however, due to the breaking of the vessels. However, due to the breaking of the vessels, all the otiot letters were ejected to corporeal conducts and people. When one corrects oneself and reaches one's root, he must collect them by himself, one by one, and bring them back to the root, to holiness. This is the meaning of to sentence oneself and the entire world to the side of merit.
Again.
However, due to the breaking of the vessels, all the otiyot were ejected to corporeal conducts and people. When one corrects oneself and reaches one's root, he must collect them by himself, one by one, and bring them back to the root, to holiness. This is the meaning of to sentence oneself and the entire world to the side of merit.
It's similar to how we are collecting putting together the puzzle. We have a pile of different shapes before us, and we have to place them where they should be in the general picture.
The matter of the unification of the Creator and His Shekhinah that one induces when he has had his fill of yearning and longing is precisely like the bottom zivug applied in the birth of a corporeal body. It too extends necessarily by a prior cause, namely the hardening, which is a certain measure of longing and yearning called hardness in the corporeal language. Then one's seed is also blessed, for it shoots like an arrow in nefesh,
Shana, Olam, soul, year, world. This is the meaning of how is their repentance in the same place, at the same time, and with the same woman, since the bottom hay consists of Nefesh, Shana, Olam. Nefesh is the measure of the longing and yearning. Shana is the changing stimulations, as complete coitus bears the complete measure to restore past glory, meaning, as they were in Dvikut with their root before they separated into the corporeal world. However, one cannot be ready for this sublime zivug called complete coitus all at once. Rather, only goodness and mercy shall follow me, etc. Hence, the stimulus, which is the beginning of the coitus, is the meaning of a righteous who suffers. The Creator has no wish for his dvikut, so he does not taste love in the longing and yearning that needs the same thing and the same place. Thus, one is found in a state of sorrow, which is a nega, affliction, that is destined to become sweetened into oneg, delight.
Okay, I understand it's a little confusing. There are many discernments here that we've never felt before. But the more we read about it, the clearer it will be. Since what's good about this letter is that it brings us closer to a feeling. Feeling. Spiritual feeling. Affliction, pleasure, these falls and descents, separation, closeness, all those things we'll be able to materialize to some extent during our work. Nevertheless, we'll keep going. Let's kind of get to know it for the first time. However,
time will do what the mind does not do. The Creator counts all the stimuli and collects them into the complete measure, which is the measure of hardness for the intended day. This is what the poet means by awaken and sound to sever any shout. Tkiah, sticking or blowing of a horn, is the completion of the coitus, as it is said, stuck in his brother's wife, which is the zivug of the Creator and his Shekhinah, from above downward, before the soul clothed in incarnations of this world. Afterward, when one prepares to return to his root, he does not induce the complete zivug at one time, but creates stimuli, which is the degree of nefesh, by way of cycles, chasing the Shekhinah with all his might, quivering and sweating.
Slower.
Until he mounts this extremity all day and all night incessantly. It is as the books write concerning the cycles. While one's soul is being completed in the degrees of nefesh, he comes ever closer, and so his yearning and sorrow grow, since the unsatisfied desire leaves behind it a great affliction, according to the measure of the desire. This is the meaning of sound. The poet teaches us and says, awaken, meaning that you induce stimuli in the Shekhinah, sound, for you cause a great affliction like no other, which is the meaning of he groaned and moaned. Because what does the Shekhinah say when one is afflicted, etc.? And why do you do so? It is in order to sever any shout. This is the meaning of the righteousness of the righteous will not save him on the day of his transgression. To him who knows the mysteries, the desire in one's heart for his nearness is known, and that it might still be interrupted. Hence, he increases his stimuli, meaning the beginnings of the coituses, for if one listens to his voice, as in the Lord of your shade, one does not fall and descend due to the increasing affliction of the stimuli, since he sees and hears that the Shekhinah also suffers as he does by the increased longing. Thus, one's longing grows and intensifies each time until one's point in the heart is completed with complete will in a tight knot that will not crumble. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said about this in the Idra, I am for my beloved and upon me his desire. All the days I was connected to this world, I was connected to the Creator with one knot. And because of it, now, upon me his desire, etc. That is, until he who knows the mysteries shall testify that he shall not return to folly. Hence he is granted the return of the hay to the vav for eternity, meaning the complete coitus and the restoration of past glory, which is the meaning of the great tkia. All this is by the power and the virtue of the blowing, for they have severed any shout, and he shall not return to folly. Then one merits the complete consciousness in a never-ending zivug called knowing. And he sees that all the many times of hardships that came to him were but to know. This is the meaning of at the same time, meaning known to him who knows the mysteries, that times have created that power in him to remain in his righteousness forever. In the same place is the restoration of past glory, as it was before its diminution, as you have heard from me several times, that the Creator does nothing new at the end of correction, as the fools think. Rather, and you shall eat old store long kept, meaning until he says, I want. In the same woman, grace is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. This means that during the preparation, beauty and grace appear as the essence of perfection, for which one yearns and longs. However, at the time of correction, when the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord, I shall see an opposite world, as only fear and longing are the desired perfection. Then one feels that during the time of preparation, they were lying to themselves. This is the meaning of a righteous who is happy, meaning the complete coitus for the one who is granted the great tkiah. This is a complete righteous. Show these words before the eyes of all the friends. And with this, I shall bless you with writing and signing in the books of the righteous.
Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, Рав. Статията пробужда много въпроси. Един от тях е как можем да свържем усещанията с букви? Що за процес е това?
How is it possible to connect our feelings with the letters? What is that process?
Slowly, we'll begin to feel different feelings according to the source and according to the goal, according to our inner states. And then we'll begin to sort them out. To what can we ascribe each feeling and our feelings in different groups? And then we'll reach a state where each and every emotion will ascribe to a certain quality of the batsuf, of the soul, and it will come. We can't talk about it right now because we lack discernment, but it will come. It's like a baby who's just starting out his life and he doesn't quite know what's going on here and how things are connected, but he gets to know everything gradually from experience.
Moscow free. En. Tov.
Rafa, можно хоть в каком-то виде объяснить, что означает собрать?
Is it possible to explain at least somehow? What does it mean to collect all the letters and bring them to the root?
All your feelings and your thoughts, your actions, you must arrange them, direct them through the ten to the Creator. What's not clear about it? And these letters, it's something you will discover later. Those are your qualities and you are aiming them in this way. In what way, through what connection, what form of connection between them. That's how it will happen. We need to understand it. It's like a small child. He can't form words. He's saying letters. Ah, ooh, something. And later he learns to express it using words, using the cavity of his mouth, the air that's inside. There's a very big system here. We should also look for those systems inside our soul, within our forces. What we have corporeally also exists inside of us internally, spiritually. We have to discover it and activate it.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, which should come first, yearning and longing for the Creator or knowing the Creator?
The desire to know the Creator activates the yearning and the longing. That's in the beginning. And later, when a person goes in order to bestow, then yearning and longing to bestow to the Creator, they aim a person. That's how he advances. But good questions. Nice.
Novosibirsk.
Что
Что значит вкушать старые запасы?
What does it mean to eat the long old, the old store long kept?
It's when I don't go forward, but reluctantly I'm eating that which I already went over. It's not progress, it's actually going backwards. You go back to previous states, previous desires and thoughts instead of advancing.
Rav, lama tzidkata tzadik lo tzilenu?
Rav, why is the righteousness of the righteous will not save him?
Because he fell the day of his crime. Why don't you finish the sentence? He used to be righteous, that's what he was in his righteousness. Then he fell, and when he falls, he stops being righteous, he becomes wicked. It cannot help him. Each and every person works only from the state he's in.
But if we feel that we're doing everything,
what you feel is not interesting to anyone. The important thing is it the truth?
Another question. What does it mean to collect the pieces of the puzzle? What am I collecting? The friends?
Yes, friends. Friends.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, такое письмо глубокое. Тут на каждую строчку по 10 вопросов возникает.
The letter is so profound. There's 10 questions for each lesson, for each line here. What's the main conclusion we should draw or highlight from this letter?
We took this letter and I agreed to go over it because the conclusion we can derive from it is that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Meaning, throughout all the states, whatever they may be, I need to be connected with the Creator. I need to understand it's coming from Him and that there is none else besides Him and He's good who does good. And if I feel the opposite, it's a problem in me. Something that I did not correct about my qualities in order to feel this state as good. And there's nothing else here, no other reason. I need to constantly try and see myself with the friends and the Creator together at the end of correction. Don't tell me it's far away. It's right here. It's here. The end of correction. Me and the friends and the end of correction together with the Creator. And if I live in this way, this is called goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, each and every day. And that's what we need to try and apply on ourselves.
Так а как мы в каждый момент времени в десятке ну толкаем себя?
How do we in each and every given moment in the ten push ourselves to the final correction?
Yes, for this you have to go to Rabash's social writings and everything we learned before. You're asking. Well, I don't know what's up with you that you're asking this. We've learned all of this.
Учитель, спасибо. Мы тоже хотим поблагодарить за это письмо. Столько много переживаний в нем.
We too want to say thanks for this letter. It has so many emotions in it. And how do we increase the level of desire so as to feel the sorrow of detachment?
This has to do with how well you were connected between you and with the Creator, how happy you were that this state of adhesion came to you between you and with the Creator, and then accordingly you can then feel sorry about disconnecting. But you need to try as quickly as possible inside this descent, this fall, to understand that you were given a greater will to receive that you now need to correct and to reach connection between you and with the Creator that is higher than before. Therefore, the matter of goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That is that during the ascent and the descent, the Creator just wants to bring you up.
He writes that the Creator increases the stimuli. And if a person hears the Creator's voice, as it says, the Creator, the Lord is your shade, then he doesn't fall from the increase of sorrow of the stimuli. So what does it mean that a person hears the voice of the Creator, the Lord is your shade?
And even during the descent, he's trying to keep the connection with there's no else besides him. And he sees that this was also done by the Creator to advance him. Just as you place the baby before you and you let him go and he cries, he doesn't know how to walk. But nevertheless, he takes a few steps towards you and that's how he learns how to walk. And the Creator is doing the same with us. So if you understand it in the group, we talk about it, then it's not a problem.
Okay,
then he keeps saying, because he sees and hears that the Holy Divinity also suffers because of the growing sorrow. What does it mean that he sees that the Divinity suffers as he does?
He feels these things are incomplete. They only bring us to wholeness. It's the creation of the deficiency of the vessel. That's why it's called suffering.
But what does it mean that Divinity suffers and he sees that?
Divinity, Shina, is that place, the general desire we arrange, that has to be filled by the Creator.
So how does the person, before he makes connection with the Creator, how does he feel that Divinity suffers as he does?
The network of connections between us is called Shechina. And this network is empty, is full of torments. Torments from not being able to connect with the intention to bestow to one another and from that to the Creator, that we are preparing this place for the Creator. We are preparing the Shekhinah. From this we feel the sorrow that we cannot offer it to the Creator. And the Creator is a guest. He comes and he fulfills it.
So he replaces the sorrow he feels for himself with the sorrow of Divinity?
Of course, we're not talking about that. We're talking about them being connected in the ten.
Okay, and why does it cause him to increase each time these longings until he completes the point of his heart?
He has to reach a state where the deficiency will be more real each and every time, and his the attitude of everyone or the relationships between everyone will be as one unique, unified relationship, and the Creator will fill this relationship mutually. There will be connection, adhesion, coupling between them. And then from the connection between them, when the Creator appears inside their desires, they begin to feel already faces, meaning degrees of connection, greater and greater, or higher and higher degrees, meaning ranks.
I didn't understand how, by a person feeling the sorrow of divinity, it causes him to strengthen.
If he feels the sorrow of Shekhinah, then he feels pain for everyone. He hurts for the society. And that's what obligates him to advance.
But he describes it as longing of love that he feels that the Shekhinah loves him too.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what he has to think. He has to come to it.
He's not sorry about it. If he feels sorrow for divinity, how does it strengthen him?
The two are unrelated. He regrets causing sorrow to the Creator, who cannot be revealed in his vessels. And then he yearns to correct the connection between them among all the friends, so the Creator will be revealed and will be happy.
Thank you.
Buongiorno, Rav, grazie. Solo con l'afflizione allora possiamo aumentare il nostro desiderio e attraverso questa ottenere lo zivug.
Only through friction we can increase our desire and reach the coupling.
Yes, but we don't long for them. We long for the connection between us. And if along the way all kinds of frictions are revealed, we have to turn those frictions into connections.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
I will chase good and mercy my whole life. Is that something that will take place with us? Or it's something we just have to expect that one day it'll happen?
If we advance, we will feel in practice, in all the actions we go through, all the states we go through, that they are happening only in order to advances to connection between us and with the Creator. That's it. That there is nothing bad in the world, but rather everything is directed toward embrace, connection, kissing, all kinds of manners of connection.
PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. I hope the question is right. There are two states, if you could explain the difference. There's a state where a person supposedly individually goes through a state. He tries to ascribe it to none else besides him, the good that does good. And there's a state that the whole 10 makes a mutual effort to do the same action. And it even ends with a prayer and a plea. What's the difference between those states, if you could explain?
The difference between an individual state and a general state. And what's important for us is the general state and how each one sympathizes with it. Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. In the second paragraph, it's written better that the reader reads it. Can you interpret what he said there?
I'm not interpreting any paragraphs here because we only just read it. And there's a lot more to go through here and scrutinize in these things, in these words. And I hope you will do it during the day, that you will work on this letter, read it. At least half of it. As much as you understand it, afterwards it becomes more difficult. But do whatever you can to get into it, and accordingly it will help us. It's a very famous letter. So try, and also help each other in according to languages and etc. For now, we're done with working on this letter. We'll continue tomorrow. We'll see when. Today, during the day, work on it. Okay, let's take a break and sing, and then move on to what?
We have the excerpts of...
Yeah, conception and birth.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי בניו, אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.